India and Jemmy from Beverly High Track, Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month winner. And you're back, India. Welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you. You too.
Well, congratulations on the award. As we always mention, an award for athletics and academics. So let's begin first with the athletics. Winter track season over, and you had some great finishes in the New England's, the States, and obviously the Northeastern Conference meets. But what were some of your highlights as you run through the winter?
I would say, like, the race that I'm most proud of would probably be at divisionals. So I won the 55, which I totally was not expecting. I just, like, got thrown into the race this year. My coach wanted me to try it to work on my start because I have a pretty slow start. And it definitely helped, but I was not expecting at all to come away with a win. Like, I PR'd by, like, I don't even know, 2/10, which I know doesn't sound like a lot, but for 55, it's a lot. So it was totally unexpected, but more so, I woke up that morning with a fever and a horrible headache, and I just felt so horrible. Like, I'd had to get dismissed from school because I felt so sick. And so I just totally didn't think that I was going to do anything that night. But I don't know. I guess I just pulled myself together somehow. So I'm just, like, proud of myself for being able to execute, even though I just felt completely horrible. Yeah, but I would say my highlight race would probably be at Allstates because I've had really bad luck at Allstates throughout high school. My freshman year, I DQ'd at divisionals, so I didn't even get to go to Allstates. And then my sophomore year, I pulled my hamstring. And then my junior year, I just didn't have a good race. So I was like, my senior year, I just want to go out with a bang. And yeah, so I was just really excited to be able to get that after 4 years.
Now, in the coach's invitational, you pulled the first in the 300 meters, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that piece. And it's also a school record for Beverly, which has a rich track tradition.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I actually got the current school record at divisionals. But, I think I broke it for the first time at coaches. Okay. So, yeah, that was really exciting for me because, my junior year, I mean, it was okay, but I wasn't performing as well as I wanted to, and, like, I just kind of was struggling a lot throughout the season, so I didn't PR at all my junior year, so to finally, like, PR at coaches, I was so excited, so, yeah, it was just exciting for me.
Well, in this time now, the winter track season is over, so here we are at the end of March, and there is no school. There is no spring track for you to train for right now. You're not allowed to train as a group and so on, or practice. But so, what have you been doing to hopefully hope for some kind of a spring track season? What have you been doing?
I mean, I've just been trying to, like, get out the door as much as I can. I'm just trying to, like, kind of schedule how I would, like, have a normal practice week. So, like, some easy days, some hard days. I mean, it's definitely, I'm just, like, pulling workouts that we used to do, but, it's definitely lonely, and it's definitely weird not being able to be with my teammates every day, so it's kind of sad, but, yeah, I'm just gonna keep doing what we can. I mean, I don't even think we have a tournament anymore if we do have a season, so, I mean, I don't even know what's gonna come up this season, but I'm just gonna train, so whatever comes, I'll be ready.
Well, so you are getting ready for Princeton in the fall. So tell us about that piece and what your plans are at Princeton academically and athletically.
So I'm going to be running track there. I haven't started my, like, summer training for Princeton yet, but as soon as this season is done, if we do have one, yeah. I can start training under a new coach. So I'm going to be doing indoor and outdoor track. I'm not totally sure for the events. I think I might bump up to the 500 in indoor. I could definitely still stick around the 3. It depends what they need or what they want me to do. Academically, I'm not totally sure. I'm kind of torn between, like, public policy, like, international affairs and, like, astrophysics or biology. I'm not really sure, but I don't have to declare my major until the end of my sophomore year, so I have a lot of time to think about it.
So are you watching a lot of news and kind of on the coronavirus, COVID-19, knowing the, some of your interests, if you will, on policy or on you know, biology?
Yeah, I've been watching. I mean, I watched it when it all first came out. I definitely like stopped watching it after a while, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely like interesting to like see it from like more of like a scientific perspective. Yeah, I feel like so many rumors go around about it, so it's just interesting to be able to see like how it's like actually spreading and how it's working out, and yeah.
Well, India, I want to ask you one maybe last question or two here, and that would be, even though you are not in school in Beverly, you obviously spent almost 4 years there at the high school, and do you have a favorite subject or two at Beverly or a favorite teacher or two that you might share with us to give a shout out to?
Yeah, my favorite class this year is AP Biology, and I have my FBA.
And what was the last piece?
Hey, Mrs.
Epier. Okay. I got you. Okay, perfect. Well, India, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on the award. Obviously, stay safe and keep running, if you will. Yeah.
Thank you.
India Njemi from Beverly High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.